This news update is being brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? And by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. This newscast is also being brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Safety is getting a big boost thanks to the Elmwood Township Firefighters Association. The group of local firefighters use funds raised from community events to buy and donate a utility task vehicle, or UTV, and an open trailer to the fire department. The new equipment will be helping firefighters reach people in hard-to-access areas during fire rescues or medical emergencies. In the months ahead, the department will add a wildland and medical skid package, emergency lights, communication gear, and official markings. In a social media post, the department said the UTV will help firefighters quickly and safely navigate challenging environments, and they're grateful for the association's support. The open trailer will be used to transport the vehicle, allowing fast deployment across the township and beyond. And a fatal crash occurred and is under investigation in Kimball Township. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office says it happened just before 7:30 Saturday night on Smith's Creek Road, west of Burns Road. Authorities say a 79-year-old man from Kimball Township was driving a tractor pulling a hay wagon with five people on board when it was hit from behind by a Buick Regal driven by a 44-year-old man also from Kimball Township. Deputies say the tractor did not have proper lights or a slow-moving vehicle sign. One passenger, an 85-year-old woman from Kimball Township, died at the hospital. The tractor driver remains in critical condition. Others on the wagon were treated for various injuries. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Accident Investigation Team continues to look into this crash. We'll be right back with your news, but first here's a message from our sponsor, Assure Health.
At Sure Health, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact, and so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
The U.S. Senate has passed the 2026 National Defense Authorization Act, a $925 billion bipartisan bill that includes key provisions from Michigan Senator Gary Peters. The bill funds upgrades at Selfridge Air National Guard Base and Camp Grayling, invests in new military technologies, and addresses PFAS contamination in Michigan communities. It also includes a 3.8% pay raise for service members and strengthens U.S. cybersecurity defense supply chains and partnerships with allies like Israel and Taiwan. The NDAA sets defense policy and modernizes the military to meet evolving global threats. Just before 11 a.m. Friday, October 10th, the Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to a fatal crash on M25 south of Kilmanott Road in Sebewing Township. Authorities say an 82-year-old Sebewing man driving a pickup truck sideswiped a semi, then left the road before coming to rest in a ditch. Witnesses who saw the interaction began CPR, but the driver was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Investigators believe he may have suffered a medical emergency before the crash. The semi-driver was not injured, and the victim's name is being withheld, pending the family's notification. There's still a little work left to be done at the Ellington Township Hall on East Carroll Road. One of the last projects is replacing the front deck, and the township board is considering whether to use artificial decking material or traditional treated lumber. They'll be comparing costs and longevity before making a final decision. Meanwhile, only a few finishing touches remain to complete repairs from last year's accident, when a driver lost control and crashed into the 124-year-old building that serves as the township hall. Mike Petullo, who's been overseeing the repairs, asked for a detailed account of payments and credits from the contractor. He says the number he received so far doesn't appear to be accurate. The board is waiting for a full itemized report before taking any further action. We'll be right back with your news. Here's a message from our sponsor at M3 Wireless.
As the leaves start to fall, your internet bill should too. This fall, stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. New customers can get the 75 megabit package for just $50 a month, and existing customers can upgrade for the same price. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, and remote work, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless also offers plans starting at just $40 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. As the days get shorter and the temperature drops, you'll be spending more time indoors watching football, streaming your favorite shows, or working from home. Make sure your internet can handle it all. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with the speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in eastern Michigan.
The Lapeer County Road Commission has approved several new road projects across the county. In Metamora Township, crews will install a new 18-inch by 50-foot cross tube on Davison Lake Road between Gardner and Metamora Roads. That project will also include hauling and leveling about 600 tons of gravel near the golf course at a cost of about $16,000. In Rich Township, two projects are planned, replacing a cross tube on Elmwood Road for about $5,700, and another on Swaffer Road for just over $6,400. And Oregon Township will see 800 tons of limestone spread on Stanley Road from the bridge deck east to Flint River Road. In Hadley Township, four new radar speed signs will be installed, which are being provided by the township. And in Burnside Township, a new weight restriction has been posted on the Index Road Bridge over the south branch of the Cass River Drain, limiting vehicles to 3 gross tons. And an all-clear notice was issued Friday for a Lapeer County school after reports of an alleged threat were investigated. The Croslex School District and Croswell Police began looking into rumors that a student had a hit list following an altercation during their October 3rd football game. Police found no evidence to back up the rumors, and the district says there were never any credible threats to students or staff. Superintendent Colette Moody sent a letter to parents saying there was an increased police presence as a precaution, and Premier Security, the firm that provides school security, monitored students safely throughout the end of the day. The district says it's taking disciplinary actions against those who were involved in the original altercation. The Huron County Health Department is partnering with Huron Behavioral Health to offer a special 24-hour sharps disposal program. Residents can safely drop off used needles, syringes, and lancets and other sharp objects at the health department located at 1142 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Again, that's 1142 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. The program aims to reduce the risk of needle stick injuries and contamination from improperly disposed sharps. Items should be brought in sealed medical or heavy plastic containers, such as empty detergent bottles that are taped shut. Sharps in milk jugs, juice bottles, bags, or boxes will not be accepted, and sharp items should never be placed in the trash. We'll be right back with your news, but first, here's another message from our sponsor at Oak Beach Auto.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346. We're Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we have one obituary for the hour. Donald C. Stern, 69 years old of Bad Axe, passed away on Friday, October 10th, 2025, at McLaren Bay Hospital, with his family by his side. Donald was born on June 18, 1956, in Bad Axe. He is survived by his siblings, Patricia and David Matta, Chris Stern and Terry Orban, his nieces and nephews, Melissa Matta, Jason and Yvette Matta, Matt Shikunau, Ryan and Lindsay Sensenig, Tori and Derek Platt, Zach and Hunter Orban, and his great nieces and nephews, Riley, Tyler, Addison, Brayden, Sierra, Kira, Isla, Josie, Cam, Harlan, Grayson, and Remy. And coming up, we got some precise weather.